This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz, and I'm welcoming you this morning to Morning Devotions. And if you're a new listener, welcome. It's really nice to have you on board. It was back in 2000, the film Traffic was released. I wonder whether you've heard of it. And that featured Michael Douglas, who played Robert Wakefield. And he was a prominent federal judge who was appointed to serve as the national drug czar to combat drug trafficking. Well, the film shows how he runs into trouble when he finds his own daughter, Carolyn, has fallen into the clutches of this terrible drug addiction. So he's extremely angry with her and embarrassed politically, and father and daughter become estranged in this story. And just this shrieking and yelling at each other, these confrontations. And in one scene, he yells out to her, "What do you want me to do for you?" And she says, "There's nothing you can do." She runs away from home, and the story goes on how, in absolute misery, she ends up on the streets. And the father, he was absolutely desperate, and he prays for God's mercy, realizing that his love for his daughter, Carolyn, is greater than his anger. So he goes after her into this the hell of drug addiction and finds her. And at the end of the film, we see father and daughter working together to battle this terrible disease of drug addiction, to offer new life and new hope, not only for her, but for him as well. Now, I'm thinking of that question that the father, in anger, blurted out, "What do you want me to do for you?" And I think straight away of another time in history when Jesus actually asked the same question, not in a moment of anger, but he asked the same question to a man named Bartimaeus. The question exactly the same: "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, this story that you can read for yourself in the New Testament, in actually the three books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you'll see it. Bartimaeus, a beggar sitting by the road. And that's probably all he could do. He was blind, and being without sight, he was cut off from the daily events of life. He couldn't work. In total darkness, he was a burden for his family and society. Didn't particularly want him around. People probably threw some coins to him, perhaps enough to buy some bread. You know, back in the days that we're talking about, when Jesus was on earth, blindness and eye disease were very common in the ancient world. And he was a man whose physical impairment had stripped him of the dignity of providing for himself. And you imagine, he couldn't provide for himself and the family if he had a family. And other people took a slightly more critical attitude, that he was a dreadful sinner, that God had condemned this man because he was blind. But you know, one thing that he does have is a good pair of lungs. He becomes aware of a large crowd coming that day, and that Jesus of Nazareth was in that crowd. And he'd heard probably of this powerful man who'd healed others, and he yells out at the top of his voice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." A man in deep poverty keeps his ears open for hope. In other words, he's saying, "Look, Jesus, I want you to do something for me." Well, the crowd, of course, tell him to be quiet, stop being a nuisance, but this has the opposite effect. It makes him even more determined. So he yells out again, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And we read in the Bible that Jesus stops, he asks for someone to bring Bartimaeus over to him, and Bartimaeus throws his cloak aside, jumps to his feet. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asks. "Rabbi," he said, "I want to see." And Jesus, the Son of God, Son of David, has mercy on him. And we read the words in the Bible, "Go, your faith has healed you." And immediately this man, this blind man's sight is restored. Do you notice that this blind man didn't say, "I want a rich man to come by here and give me all that I need to eat this month," or "I wish you could get my brothers and sisters to help me out. You know, I'm on my own." No, he simply said, "I want to see again," because he knew that there was a world around him. He wanted to recognize his friends, and probably he wanted to have some self-respect to earn his own money instead of begging for help. Bartimaeus, he could have had his sight restored and discovered that his wife was ugly, that he was old, he lived in a dry, barren land, that he was an old, pathetic man dressed in rags. But it's true, isn't it, that not to see is not to know. To see is not to understand so often. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will help us to live well, that we'll listen to your wisdom, and that our lives will build others up and not tear them apart. Lord, our prayer is that we will build together to make a better world. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.